Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord again. Amen. I'm excited to be here this evening. Thank you so much for the warm welcome. We really do appreciate it. But more than anything, I'm very excited to find Christians in Dubai. Amen. It's not something that we take lightly. And thank you so much to the lady that prayed. I was just enjoying the prayer. We could have stayed there forever. I just enjoyed myself. The worship was great. It's just a wonderful thing just being here and us meeting together in honor of God. I've been asked to say something very briefly, and so I'll say that. This morning I was sharing from the Bible in the book of Acts. I don't know that that can go up. Acts chapter 20. It's something very brief that I want to share, and it's an experience that Paul has with the Lord. Paul had very interesting experiences with the Lord, but I know for sure that many of us, pretty much like Paul, do have experiences with the Lord. And oftentimes probably the temptation is to think, should I, shouldn't I? But from Paul, I learned one thing, that it became very important that he follows the commands of God. And when we look at the life of Paul, it was one that was a life of transformation. For Paul, it had to go past just talking. He literally had to live this life. No wonder that he's been such a blessing to many of us even in this day. If we look at the book of Acts chapter 20, if you will, it's a beautiful chapter if you have time to read all of it. I'm sure you'll be blessed right up to the end. But I'm just going to pull out just two or three verses. And verse 22. It's a shame we don't have a lot of time, but we bless the Lord for every minute that we have. I would have loved to read the whole of it. By my nature, I like to stay within the context. So he has a very interesting experience. But in that particular portion, he says, "Now and see, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the things that will happen to me there." Bless him. I can almost tell that for many of us, probably God is calling us and you're not very sure what's going to happen as you dare to trust God. But the good news is that when we follow the Lord, he will be there for us. If you go on with the rest of the scripture, Paul does not lament. He has clearly made his point clear that he's not very clear what will happen. But I like the fact that he's saying he's bound in the Spirit. And he's just going on to do what the Lord is calling him to do. What an experience. I believe his life is about glorifying God. It's now no longer him, but the Lord to be glorified. We have dreams many times, I believe. But are we willing to lay those dreams before the Lord and let him lead us? Sometimes in very unclear circumstances. But the good news with the Lord is that when we obey him, there is fruit. And he blesses us. As he finishes the chapter in the writing, he says, you know what, friends, it's actually more blessed to give than to receive. As if, you know, pretty drawing from the Lord. We can almost tell that he's actually been taught by the Lord that oftentimes it's more blessed for us to give, more so when we give of our lives to the Lord. We'll be amazed at how much we'll be blessed than when, you know, we won't be overtaken by the worries of, you know, I didn't get that. But, you know, there's a fulfillment in us giving and giving of our lives to the Lord. Our labor, my conviction over the years, I've not walked a very long life with the Lord, but the few years that I've walked with him, I am more than convinced that our labor in the Lord is not in vain. He will reward us, and it shall be a good reward. And guess what? All the glory and honor will always be his. I want to encourage us to not give up on following the Lord, on responding to his call. I don't know what the Lord is calling you to do right now. Most of us would probably be happier to stay in a comfort zone. But I know for sure that God being God, he likes to draw us from our places of comfort to a higher dimension. To greater things, amen. Because the thing we all know that we were not meant to be just there. We were meant to be a growing people. We grow in the Spirit. We grow in the grace. We grow in all these callings upon our lives. But it's a place of also us responding to that call to grow. God bless you so much. I want to believe that this place will grow in the name of Jesus. It will get bigger than this in Jesus' name. If it doesn't get big, that should cause us a lot of concern. Hallelujah. But I want to believe that it will grow, because that's the call of God upon our lives. God bless you so much. Amen.